Thanks for locking in with 77 Flavors of Chicago. We're your host, Dario.
And I'm Sarah, and I hope you're ready to learn with us.
Yeah, buddy. We talking about the Lyric Opera House and some history about opera in Chicago.
Yeah,
we're going to take you on a fun journey. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm giving them a minute to answer. Yeah. I'm doing good.
Yeah, good.
I had a great week this week.
Talk to me. What's going on?
Well, we got to shout out to Meals on Wheels. If you listened to the last episode, it was a sponsored episode with Meals on Wheels.
We got to get Meals on Wheels. This right here.
I know, for real. Mm-hmm. Last week was a sponsored episode with them for their upcoming event on April 25th, which is Chicago on Tap.
Yep.
Which is a fundraising event for Meals on Wheels. And as part of it, we did a little giveaway with some Chicago Fire tickets.
Yes.
And we got to go to the Chicago Fire game.
First time in Soldier Field for both of us.
First time in Soldier Field for a little. Yeah, that was a hard one. That's what she said. But it was our first time in Soldier Field, and they were so generous to allow us on the on-field experience.
Y'all, we was on the field.
And it was me, Dario, and like 17 children.
Yeah, for real. more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like, it's meant for children.
Man.
We are children at heart.
You know what I'm saying?
Childish as hell.
But look, hey.
You know, today I was at my friend's bridal shower, and I was like, I can't believe we're old enough that we have friends that get married. And my friend sitting next to me was like, your boyfriend's 40. I was like, yeah, but he doesn't give 40. She was like, you're right, he gives 25. I was like, absolutely.
Who said that about me? Quick to call my age out. Quick to call my age out.
I forget that you're 40.
Yeah, that's because your boy be full of life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'll be out here.
Because like growing up to me, 40 was like adult. Like you are old. Like 30 was old.
Old as hell.
Now I'm like, please don't say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so childish.
We did have a great week. You know what? Have a really photography has been fantastic. So I got to use my new light.
Okay, so I am done.
Oh, you wasn't done? God damn.
I am.
Hold on.
Yeah,
shit.
My story is over.
Okay, my bad.
Anyway, Chicago Fire won, which I predicted. When we walked in, I was like, Chicago Fire is going
to
win today.
Yeah,
did I not say that?
You said that.
I did say that.
You said that.
And they did win. And it's a full of energy game.
It is.
Honestly. And I'm not saying that because we got the tickets for free, but that helped.
You said you had energy. You had
I
that
did.
Time.
I did only watch 7 minutes of the game, and the rest of the time I was talking to my friend.
You freezing ass off.
It was so cold.
Y'all was freezing your ass off.
I was like, I couldn't, my hands were clenched so much for 90 minutes. I couldn't unclench my right hand afterwards.
Couldn't
for
unclench. Like, your hands.
That's horrible. But it was very cold, but it was super fun.
It was super fun.
It was really, really fun.
It was. Like, honestly, like, had a blast. I mean, Soldier Field I know we get a lot of flack for it not being up, but it looked good inside of there, too.
It does look nice inside.
It's older, you know. It's older.
What part is older? This shit look, like, the seats. The seats are very comfortable.
Yeah, they was a little tight, though. That's the
Were
thing.
They?
Yeah, they look tight.
You know what it is? They're so close together, your shoulder to shoulder.
Right, yeah.
But seat-wise, they're bigger. They're larger than the Cubs seats.
That's why people get in fights.
I fucking hate the seats at the Cubs.
No. Yes. They're not bigger than the Cubs.
Yes, they are. They're not. I think it was more comfortable as a stadium than Wrigley. Mm. Personally, in my experience, there was more access to toilets, bathrooms, bathrooms, more access to like concessions.
Yeah.
Way more concessions.
I don't know about all
it
that.
It is. Like every section had its own concession section. Wrigley, you have to walk like 7 miles to get to where you need to go. I don't know. I just liked it more. Wrigley's smaller also, so like it's easier. But I enjoyed it. I had a great time.
It was fun. I had a blast. But early in that day, I did photography. And I shot another wedding. But this is my third or fourth proposal. Fourth asterisk when I caught the one that didn't. It wasn't mine, but I caught it. But this is my third wedding proposal that I either filmed, photographed, or both. This was dope. But also the big thing with this one is I got to use my light. Y'all, I've been wanting to use this. I got the new outdoor light and I want to test out and see if I was, you know, if I'm about that action. Like I got this newfound love for like people photography. Cause I rock with the landscape architecture, you know,
still life.
Yeah, that's my vibe right there. But like people, I'm in it. So Sarah was my muse early. God damn.
Relax.
God damn. I said people is in it anyway. I'm about it. But like, here's the thing. I'm all that because I want to get better at that. But we got a big event coming up, the eclipse. Which, if you listen to this on Monday, it's happening.
It is happening
today.
Right now.
So we'll talk about it on Monday. I think I'm ready for that.
Honestly, I had a great time like testing it. Like we went on a little test run of the light.
The eclipse. But you could talk about that too.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say about the pictures that you took of me, which I'm always happy. But yeah, I
Those came my fire though too.
Yeah. I don't remember the last eclipse.
I don't remember the last one. I think it was 2017, right? Yeah. 2017. I do remember this. I remember being like, I don't care about no damn eclipse. I remember saying that.
Also, dumb question. Hmm. Do eclipses happen all, like, if it's happening, is it happening all over the world?
No.
No, right?
No.
Okay, so
not.
If it happened here, it probably didn't happen in Jordan because I was like, was I living here? I was living in Mexico.
You could have seen it then because I'm sure it crossed over.
I literally don't even remember.
Yeah, who knows? You probably weren't close enough to it. It was some form of it.
But was
you
I
probably,
living here?
Damn.
I don't even know. What year was it? 2017?
Yeah.
I was here.
Okay.
Maybe. Depending on what time of the year it was.
I feel like you should know this a little easier than this. Anyway.
I have really bad short-term memory.
Yeah, well. I don't, that's
you not, said I know.
That's, not,
that's what you wanted to say.
That's neither here nor there. No, no, wow, no. Okay. No, no.
You said it's a fucking given.
No. I'm excited for I got all the gear, y'all. To do my little shoot for the sun. I ain't got the big long lens, so I'm not gonna get all close. This is a lot of innuendos this episode, but I'm gonna see what it's all about, man. We ordered some shit.
We got our little glasses.
We don't show do. Make sure y'all safe out there.
Yeah, please do not look.
Yeah.
At the sun.
Yeah, prep your eyes. You know, and honestly, here since we got people that listen to us. Protect your phones too.
Yeah, don't put your phone in.
Yes, because it'll burn it up.
Don't take a picture with your phone.
If you got anything with a lens, don't put it up to the sun without protection.
Yeah.
So
you can get a filter. Like you can use the glasses.
You can use
the
glasses
on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a filter for your phone.
The pack that we got came with 10 glasses.
Yeah.
And then
if you're listening to this past 2 p.m. on Monday, this information is useless.
It's useless. But you'll hear about this tomorrow, next episode. So anyway, you ready to talk about the Lyric Opera?
I'm excited. Kind of. No, I'm actually really excited about this one. They just honestly. What happened was they reached out to us on Instagram and they said, hey, do you want to come see a show?
Yeah.
And I was like, hell yeah, I want to come see a show. Yeah. And it was Aida. Which is, well, in Arabic, it's Aida. So I'm compromising by calling it Aida.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Talk your stuff.
Just saying.
Talk your stuff.
it's actually interesting. The show is only through the 9th. So if you're listening to it past Tuesday, the show's done.
Womp womp.
But it is... Basically, the history of the opera was that King Farouk of Egypt commissioned this opera, and he wanted a specific storyline. And the composer that wrote the opera and wrote the music and all that said, no, I don't want to write that storyline. And he still wrote it, but he wrote an entirely different storyline. In the one we watched, the way it was produced, there is no... they didn't explicitly like indicate in the original one. There's like animals and camels and elephants. It kind of tells you what area of the world you're in.
Yeah.
This one doesn't. But I also don't speak Italian, so like it could possibly be in this hidden was lyrics.
That was Italian.
Now I'm second guessing myself. I always thought it was. Can you look it up? Because now I don't even know what to look up.
Just
like, is Opera Italian?
Hold on, let's see.
But yeah, we got invited to see the play and then the opera, and then they asked, would you like a tour? And we said, hell yeah, we'd like a tour. And then I asked, can we film? Can we do like an episode? They actually, like, they didn't reach out to us to do an episode.
Mm-hmm.
They just invited us to see the opera and tour. And I said, can we record? Like, is that an option? They said, yeah. So we showed up with our little equipment, ready for our little tour.
So the episode, if you listen to us on Monday, is going to be out Wednesday.
The video will be out on Wednesday. It's a long video.
So yeah.
It took a little bit longer to edit.
Yeah. And we, y'all,
It's like, go look at it.
It's an hour.
It's entirely different than this episode. We're going to kind of try to recap everything that we saw. But the video is actually a lot of like the person that was giving us the tour. She was wonderful. And it's a lot of her like explaining what we're looking at, the history of the building, the history of the lyric. So it is very, very cool. Go to our YouTube channel, 77 Flavors of Chicago,
obviously. And check it out. It's look dope.
Watch it on Wednesday. It'll be out the 10th.
Yeah.
But is Ida...
It is Italian. Yeah, okay. I looked it up. Okay, cool. Well, that was more so me because I was like, bro, like they was the play is fire.
It is. It is really good.
It's the opera. I'm sorry. It's very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Like, and the actors were amazing. But honestly, the actress that played Aida shot on everyone else.
Her voice is
insane.
Her voice is booming.
Oh my god.
The dude was so good.
Everyone was good. No one was like bad. Yeah. Everyone was really good, but. This is not a review of the play.
Yeah, it's not obviously. A review. They all snap. I mean, ain't no way.
They all went crazy.
But like, man, like when she came out there.
Oh my God. It was amazing.
Hey, Ida. Aida
blew my mind.
If you're listening.
And you like crazy. The dancers were incredible.
Everybody.
The set was wild. Like it was so beautiful.
First,
it was so engaging.
First opera for me. Right.
Yeah. Same.
Same. Okay. Yeah. So, man, like, I feel like the Lyric Opera House. This is part of the reason why when they reached out to us, we like, well, we said we wanted to do the Lyric Opera House before they reached out.
Right.
We just didn't know how.
Yeah. I didn't know like who to reach out to.
Yeah. Right.
Just on a back burner.
Honestly, we didn't think they would listen to us. But like, I feel like a lot of Chicagoans.
Yeah.
You don't. This is not something that is always on your to-do list, and I would think you should do it.
For me, it was always like, oh, I think it's like too expensive to go. It's very fancy.
Yes,
but the thing with opera in Chicago is if you go, the show we went to was a matinee, which is a daytime show on a weekday, and those are often less expensive and a little bit more casual. Like you can wear whatever you feel comfortable. You can dress up or you don't have to.
I just wore
boots and a black dress.
Yeah.
And so I was, you know, probably on par with everyone else that was there.
He was more, but there was a lot of jeans in there.
There was a lot of jeans
and sweatshirts.
Yeah, I mean,
and old people.
Yeah, it was us on the early bird special,
the Denny's crowd.
But it's not the experience can be as fancy as you want it to be. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And also, what we learned, I was like, you know, people might think this is not accessible because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But we were told that some of the tickets are like $35.
I bet.
And the way Lyric is built, like the stage is built.
Everybody
and the seats are built, every seat is a good seat. There are no balconies that are on the sides. The balconies are below the like top seats.
Yeah.
So you still have the option of getting a good balcony seat, but any seat is a good seat.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad seat in there, honestly.
And so like you can get a 35, and then if you buy your ticket an hour before the show, it's 50% off.
Right.
So like, and mind you, this is not sponsored. Like they're not paying us to say this.
Yeah, but
actually,
we were thoroughly like entertained.
We were.
I mean, like honestly, like
yeah,
and by the whole experience. I mean, like to get an hour 20 long like
tour
before you go see a 3-hour play. Yeah. We were there. We were locked in for 5 hours.
Yeah. But let's talk a little bit about the history of opera in Chicago in general. A history of opera starts all the way to mid 1800s. So 1856?
Yeah, 65.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. 1865 was the first opera in Chicago, Opera House, opened. That one was burnt down in 1871.
Of course.
By the Chicago Fire, if you haven't heard of it.
Yep.
And then a second opera house, which is the Chicago Auditorium, opened in 1889.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of ran for a while.
Yeah.
And then in the 1920s, 1929... Chicago Civic Opera opened 6 months before the market crashed. So I believe that was the date. It was the same year that like the Great Depression started, basically.
6 months. Hey, you know what? We actually got something that I could play you because check this out. So
from our tour.
Yeah, what you're gonna hear is our guy talking about it. So let me go ahead and play that for y'all.
Go ahead.
So you can see up Lyric boasts the tallest fly space in the world.
What?
Because we are located on the Chicago River and we have Wacker Drive on the other side, there was nowhere else to really build out. Yeah. We were kind of locked in because of the streets, so we did. We went up. And so we can actually stack approximately three different shows, flats, flies, you know, kind of small scrims, all on top of each other,
so
hanging overhead.
So all that So all that building space out there that you see from the outside, it looks like apartments, like it looks like office space, is this.
It's like, some of it.
Got it. Okay.
We actually, so when the Civic Opera House was built in 1929, it opened 6 days after the stock market crash.
Perfect timing.
The building owner, Samuel Install, he actually wanted the opera company to be supported and funded by an office tower. That was his goal when he built the kind of throne-shaped
building. So it was like a multi-use.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
It was multi, get the funds from somewhere.
Yes. Right. So he wanted it to be able to be supported by the office, the rental income from the office tower. So there's a 45-story office tower with businesses, consulates, like a bunch of different, you know, like WeWork spaces now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But all of that would then fund, you know, the opera company that was present. And before Lyric came in 54, there were, I think, four or five different opera companies that kind of came through, touring productions, different things. And then once we took over, we've been here ever since. And next season will be our 70th anniversary season.
So you could see that they've been doing it for a minute. Yeah. And that's a crazy thing.
That is. That is. I really want you to go watch this video.
You have to.
Because when we looked up, oh my God.
That's an excerpt from the ceiling, from the episode, by the way.
The ceiling is so high.
Massive, y'all. This is like, it's so the building is a 45 story building, but that portion that she was just talking
so
about,
high.
I think that was like 6-7 stories.
Yeah.
Just straight up.
Yeah.
Like, and they
you can see all those, like,
all the production shit.
Yeah, the production shit. So and I got the number 6 right, but I got the way off. Yeah. 6 days after the market crash is when Lyric Opera opened. Civic Opera.
Yeah.
And like our guide mentioned, Lyric later came in, kind of bought the building or acquired the building, and they've been operating there ever since. I can't believe they're going to celebrate 70 years next
70
year.
Years. Now, the cool part about that, like, so keep in mind, we walking through. Y'all... We walking through, we behind the stage at this point.
Yeah.
We behind the stage looking at all this.
Like, you can see all of the stuff that they're going to then later use
In Aida
and other productions that are happening. And sometimes they do 2 to 3 shows.
Yeah.
And they can, like, flip the stage
so fast.
So quickly.
Like, to be behind the stage and see that?
It was actually wild.
It was mind-blowing.
And they even have set a set piece that was designed by Jeannie Gang.
If y'all don't know who Jeannie Gang is, St. Regis, what's up?
St. Regis, yep.
Man.
And so, like, and you can see part of the old Civic Opera, part of the old building that was, like, after they demoed one stage, where they now store a lot of, like, the pieces that they use to build the stages. But this building is so vast.
Yeah.
So we walked in through the stage door, right? Mm-hmm. So that's, like, we went in where people go
all
in to kind of, like,
go in.
All the cast members and the musicians and, like, that door. We kind of, like, walked downstairs, walked behind the stage and saw all of that. And then we kind of started, like, our trek down to the basement.
Yeah. Well, before that, right before that,
mm-hmm.
y'all, we went in the pit, the orchestra pit.
The orchestra pit. We were
in the orchestra
insane.
Pit. Insane. Y'all, like.
We stepped into it. We didn't, like, walk around.
We didn't walk in because I did not want to touch
it. I was so scared. I was like, do not touch anything.
Bro, they had the music sheets and the
and
harps
some people,
and shit.
Some people, like, leave their instruments in at Lyric. So, like, you know, their instruments are set up. We were there, like, maybe an hour before the performance. Yep. So, like, we were
in there.
We could not, like, we really did not want to touch anything.
I didn't want to touch nothing.
But they were like, go in, look at it. And seeing the audience from there is so fascinating.
So nuts.
I've never, I mean, I played piano, so like I've played on a stage before and like looked, but like I've never been in an orchestra pit before. That was so.
Yeah.
There's a piano down there that's like tucked in the corner.
Tucked away.
I'm like, what?
They had a harp just sitting there, like just, it was a. Oh my God.
One really cool piece that we saw is that because the cue for the actors is the music, there are screens that kind of project the composer.
They can see
I mean not composer, the conductor
yeah,
and the actors can, like, if they lose where they are for some reason, they can look at the screen and they can see where the conductor is, and that's kind of like their cue. And that was really cool to see, like, a behind the scenes moment.
So right now we are
I don't know how that started. Coming soon.
It was cool to see that kind of behind the scenes moment of like an actor on stage, because it is a very large stage.
Very large.
The house is huge. I mean, the audience space is also really large. It's not. Yeah, I can't imagine how intimidating that is.
I couldn't imagine.
Obviously, like as a professional actor,
you're used to it. Like you were saying, we went down to we went to the basement.
There's multiple basements.
I was about to say, the second basement.
So we did the first basement first.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where they house what they call their flat...
areas and shit like that.
They're like, they're flat stage items, mm-hmm. like doors and flat pieces of wood and stuff like that. Like things that they would use to then, in order to like fix things. Or I asked if they actually build the sets on stage, and
they don't.
They do not build it, but they do repair. They do, like, if they have welding stations, they have woodworking stations, they have painting, they have everything that you would need in order to fix or build a stage. They have it.
They have it there.
And they have, like, it was infinite.
The part of that was in the, what's called the Edison room, y'all.
Yeah.
So the Edison room.
This is part of the genius of the guy that kind of like wanted to start Lyric. I wonder if this audio clip talks about that.
This next piece is going to really just kind of blow your mind, y'all. Like just listen to this.
So right now we are going into the Edison Vault.
Oh, the Edison Vault.
So when this building was first built in 1929, there was actually a energy substation in the basement. And so we supplied steam power to basically all of the surrounding blocks.
What?
Wow.
Samuel Insull was a man ahead of his time. He was also an electricity baron. Like he, you know, that was his business. And so he wanted to make sure that the opera house could sustain itself.
Y'all, what?
That was mind-blowing.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was so wild. And then we also got to see the part where the area of the stage where if an actor falls back or falls down.
Mm-hmm.
The pit that they fall into.
Yeah.
Or like if they're doing a dramatic entrance to the stage and they rise up into the stage, we saw that.
Yeah.
And what we learned is that a lot of those movements of the stage were powered by the water from the Chicago River.
Yeah.
Up until they did the renovations.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
Like, I mean,
from the beginning, they were powered by the river.
Like, and here's the thing. We talk about how dope the Chicago River is, the reversal of that.
Yeah.
But like the use of things on
using
the river,
the water, and like the what you have around you was like revolutionary at the time.
I wonder how many other. I know it's a lot, but like I wonder what other buildings are using it somehow, because I know a lot of those hydraulics with the elevators and shit like that.
But here's the thing:
are being used.
What other opera house is on a body of water? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
what other building? Like, right. I mean, like that's like other buildings are doing. Like, I wonder. That's what I'm saying. I wonder what other buildings are doing what.
Well, probably not as much anymore, but that's probably very, very true.
You know what? I didn't even think about like that happening. Like, you know it. Like, I feel like it's something we should have known, But like, you don't think about it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things we should know that we don't know, if we're being honest. You know what I just thought about? Imagine being a fish and being sucked into the hydraulic system to move up a stage.
And say, I would be so mad.
I'd be so mad.
Where'd Jimmy go? I don't know,
damn,
man.
Jimmy's gone.
His ass pushing the stage.
Damn.
No, but it was dope.
And then we went into another piece of the basement. At some point, I just stopped paying attention to where we were because honestly, I didn't know what basement we were in.
Yeah, she was talking about we above the coal tunnels. Yeah. I was like, Lord, have mercy.
There's coal tunnels?
We this far down?
It was crazy. There's even like, there's pieces of basements that we obviously did not go into. But then we went to their like prop room, which is, imagine 70 years of like gathering props.
Props.
Obviously, I asked, I was like, what do you... What do you do? What do you mean 70 years? And she said, well, sometimes we donate a lot of the stuff to other like schools and artists and theaters and stuff like that. Sometimes we do sales. So we like, we'll sell them. There's a an estate in Ireland that has a ton of costumes from Lyric that when people go and check into the estate, they can actually wear the dress of the era.
She said they'd be tagging them on Instagram.
Yeah, I was like, that is so cool. Like, there's a piece of Chicago history all the way in Ireland, which is so, so cool. The props are insane.
I mean,
all of the food that you see on stage that the actors are eating is actually real food.
Some of it, but like it, whenever they have
a banquet, it's not real.
Yeah,
but if the actors are sitting and eating like chicken, it's real chicken.
It's real, right? You know what I mean? Like, and they have the kitchen. We walk through the kitchen.
We
walk
through
the
kitchen.
What?
Which is like mind blowing. All the food, and what kind of blew my mind is like how considerate that department is. Because one of the stories that we heard was there was an actor that was vegan. And she had to participate in Hansel and Gretel in the food fight scene.
Yeah.
And they had to make sure that all of the food that was being used in the food fight
was vegan.
That's
so dope.
And that is so considerate
that
of like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say they don't need to do that, but like, sometimes actors are not like being taken into consideration when
especially
it comes to stuff
that
like that.
Like, you easily have somebody be like, man, come on, it's just a food fight.
Yeah.
You'd be like, well, no.
It's like, she had to like eat the food and stuff like that. So I kind of appreciated that anecdote.
The whole experience was just ridiculous.
It was very cool.
Like to see, to not be ever gone, you know what I mean, inside of it, like, and then to see, and then get to see a play. The play was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then to get that tour. Like, we walked by the conductor, like we didn't even know, but we walked by the conductor who made his debut.
Right.
That was his debut.
Yeah.
Also, we had our cameras and stuff in there.
Right.
So we ate Lyric Opera House. Y'all always good on that block. Because like you didn't have to let us, you didn't need to
truly
do that.
Yeah.
But to let us show our listeners and viewers, you know what I mean? And just to have that experience. This is documented for us.
And like, and for real, sometimes you just don't think you belong in certain spaces.
For real.
And like, they were just so welcoming.
So welcoming.
And like, sometimes we can tell when someone is being like welcoming because
they have to be.
They have to
be. And they represent
but, like,
the
they
brand.
They truly did not have to invite us. Like, actually, they didn't ask us to post. They didn't ask us to make an episode. They were genuinely just so nice to us.
Man.
Everyone that we like ran into or met like would like make jokes or like, you know what I mean? Like, or like, you know, so
everybody was cool.
Everyone was
and we
really
was
cool.
In their space. That's what
literally we were with cameras in their space. They're getting ready for a show.
Man, we was like, riding the elevator with one of the people that I don't think he was in it, but like he was an actor,
he was
a performer
for a show.
Yeah. And like, he was in the elevator. We got the camera and he's just laughing, talking. We
I know.
Cool.
And sometimes you get like a certain vibe from places and honestly, I like, because I wanted to ask, I was like, it feels like an elite exclusive experience to come to the opera.
It
like
does.
To me, it's just like not a regular person experience. Yeah. But this kind of shifted my perspective. One, because it is, now I understand that it can be an affordable experience.
Right.
It can, like they even do productions that are like more modern stories.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they do your classics, but then they do a lot of like, they give a lot of opportunities to new writers and like new artists to write these new stories. There's one that's opening up soon that is like
about the cops and
right
about how there is one black kid wanted to be a cop and then how the stuff he had to go through with his peers and just life in society, you know, man. So I think that comes out in September, November,
yeah,
right around that time.
And the the guy that wrote it is from the south side of Chicago. So like,
yeah, right.
And he went through their program and like, there's like a residency.
It's a, I mean,
for artists that they can
go. Honestly, just, yeah. Just don't.
So it was just a very like eye opening for me. I'm always like ready to change my opinion about things that I've previously judged. And I feel like this was one of them.
Yeah, this it from like you said, from the sense of you gotta like opera. Like you got to like you have to like that. So that's probably part of some, you know, people's thought process too. Like, well, I don't rock with opera. But honestly.
And here's the thing. Good. Okay, so I was also worried about, like, I don't speak Italian. I'm not going to understand what it said. There's a screen up there with the translation of the lyrics.
Blew my mind. I
did not know that. Either. I literally didn't know that.
I didn't think that. I thought you just had to sit there and just listen to people sing opera.
I was like, let me make sure we know the story before we go so we know what's happening and I can somehow identify who the characters are. But literally the lyrics are up there.
You
didn't need to do that.
You didn't have to do that. What's crazy, y'all, when I tell you I was pressed during one part of this.
Oh, yeah. You were pressed. Anxious.
I was anxious. Because I was like, bro, this it was going all bad, y'all. It was south, man. I was hooked. I was like, bro, what is. I remember looking over at you and I was like, how they going to get out of this?
Spoiler alert, they didn't get out of
it. Yeah, they did. spoiler alert, they definitely did not.
They did not get
out of it. But like it was so good. So
it
like
was honestly, really good.
Shift your
really
mindset.
I enjoyed it. And if you like, I mean, there was like some great dance numbers.
And they were going
like,
crazy.
There's great music. If you like classical music, if you like listening to people with great voices, if you like dance, if you like sets, if you like fashion, like there's a piece for everyone in there. And I think it's just like worth experiencing at one time.
For sure.
It is like $79 for a Diet Coke. So like, that's my only.
At least you get a Snicker with it. Doesn't it?
It was like $36 for a Diet Coke, a ginger ale, and two Snickers.
But that's concessions.
But, yeah.
You know, that's typical.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, the Chicago Fire charges $40 for two pizzas and a water.
Yeah, so gee, we were two slices of pizza. We were down 80.
I was like, I said two slices of sausage pizza and two bottles of water. She said $39.99. I was like,
you said, I don't think you heard me.
No, two slices, not two pizzas. Like just
bro, y'all selling Connie's. No, all right, let me not do that.
Let me do that.
Connie's be slapping.
It's majorly all right.
No, that's
it is so basic.
That's a school staple. What you talking
it's
about?
Basic as hell.
Connie's
is if gun to my head and you had to pick one pizza that was like the most mediocre pizza. Connie's,
yeah. I mean, no, but like, no, that's no
joke.
Right. No. anyway,
if Connie's was going to sponsor us, it's done after this.
That's how we got Topo.
Damn.
Man, fuck Topo, man.
Why?
I mean, they did it. Anyway, no. anyway.
That's so wild. I love Topo Chico. Anyway.
Anyway.
So,
that was fun.
What?
That was fun.
No, I was, but also one last piece I want to talk about is the actual inside of the building.
Oh, yeah.
Like where the stage is, where the concessions area is. There's so much beautiful architecture in that space. Everything is gold leaf.
Yes.
And it is
gold, real gold.
Real gold. And it was like upkept, but it is literally how it looked when
beautiful
when
gold.
the ceiling of the actual stage area
auditorium
mind-blowing
it's
like so beautiful.
There's
detail. Motifs of different instruments. There's the masks to represent the theater. The screen that drops on the stage before it lifts for the show. It was actually a scene from Aida. Did you know that? So everything about it was just like,
this whole, I mean, it's
so beautiful.
It is. And you are literally walking in history. Like when you go in there, like it's very well kept. And like knowing why it's in that big ass building like that now, it makes it hit different for me. You know, I like architecture. So now we can definitely walk in there and be like, this part where you're standing at right here. Y'all, I know we about to get out of here, but like we walked on the catwalk, y'all.
Oh my god, that was so scary.
We were what, five stories up?
That was terrifying. I don't know. We were in heaven for sure. I was about to see God because that was
look down.
Do not look down.
Don't look down. If you and she prefaced us. She was like, hey,
don't look
if,
down.
And if you got something that you don't want to drop, lose.
Yeah.
Hey,
you're not
protect.
Even supposed to like touch the railing.
Yeah. You're supposed to just keep on going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But man,
it was so high.
It's so high up there.
And it could still be. There's a second two more catwalks above us.
Right. And you were just like, all right, cool. How much longer are we going to go up?
Wild.
How much higher? But anyway.
It was really cool.
It was dope.
But anyway, so please check out that YouTube video. This is one that I'm going to like keep pressing you to do because it's actually like iconic. Mm-hmm. Go to the opera.
Yeah.
Try something new. $35, baby.
Easy. You make that. You got that.
Maybe.
Don't do that.
Yeah. What did you say?
Push weight. But
I don't know what that means.
Good. But I'm done.
Okay. Well, all right. If you enjoyed this episode, I think Dario told you to sell drugs, but don't.
Yeah.
Don't sell drugs to go to the opera.
No,
it's not
do
worth
not
it.
Do that.
No. If you, please don't. If you, don't sue us also. Yeah, yeah. If you enjoyed this episode, please, up until this point, just forget about what just happened and send it to someone that you love. We appreciate your support always. You guys are the best, genuinely. We get to do these really cool things because you support us. So please continue to do so. Share it with the people you love.
It's only 177 Flavors of Chicago.
Yeah, buddy. And if you did not enjoy this episode, check us back.
Yep.
Check back next week.
Yeah.
And we'll see you then.
Peace.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we hope you loved it.
And if you could please follow us on social media at 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
If you have any ideas or deep dives that you'd love us to do, please contact us at media@77flavorsshy. That's the number 77 flavors and shy for Chicago.com.
If you like visuals, please subscribe and follow and watch us on our YouTube channel at the same thing, 77 Flavors Shy, or search 77 Flavors of Chicago.
If you would like to support us monetarily, go ahead and click that Buzzsprout link in the description of this episode.
And as always, we gonna see you next week. Peace.